Hello and welcome to an Earth First Radio special. We now present part 3 of the Warrior Poets Night to Howl. This event was recorded live at the Round River Rendezvous 2005 in the North Cascades of Oregon. And here to introduce the Warrior Poets Night to Howl is the founder of the Warrior Poets Society, Dennis Fritzinger.
Next is YOLO.
With the government corruption, I feel like they've been ducking their responsibility to you and me. They've been spending all our money on the shit they call war. I won't pay, not today or not ever. Who gave you the right to fight, to kill, to slaughter? You ought to know better. Didn't your mother teach you any manners? Bring the destruction, all hail the fires. Land liberation, torch the forest buyers. The time has come to do battle as one. Let them see the truth of what our world has become. The raping of the world, no lies left unsaid. We will deal with the kings, off with their heads. Let industry collapse under its obscene weight while we dance and sing of their final fate. We'll all be ready. The call will be strong. Back to the land. Come one, come all. That's it. Thanks.
Thank you very much, YOLO. Next is Orna.
Hi. I have a friend in Portland who's a white guy who plays guitars, and he calls white guys with acoustic guitars wigwags. And I, you know, you can change it to gal, and then I would be a wigwag too, but I am not a good wigwag, and I can't play standing up, and this thing wants to stand up, so I'm going to sing you a standing up song without the guitar. How many people are not from the Pacific Northwest here? Can you raise hands? Okay. I live in Portland, and a lot of people in Portland live in the Willamette River watershed, and I happily have moved out of the Willamette River watershed, and I live in the watershed of the mighty Columbia, the great river of the West. And as you may have heard, there are some dams along the Columbia. Yes, in fact, there really are. And the scientists say that, and it's kind of a little complicated the way they do this, but the salmon that go all the way through and then come back, of the ones that would return, that go all the way down through and then go back, the dams kill 90%. Not 90% of the ones that go out and some of which would die in the ocean, but 90% of the ones that would come back every year. Now, we have a very brilliant president who I like very, very much. And he has people working for him who say that the dams are a natural feature of the landscape. And so that to recover these fish, all they have to do is sort of keep the status quo or maybe make it a little bit better. So this is a song by my friend Amy, who I met at a rendezvous 13 years ago and who I haven't seen in like 12 years. And if people know it, feel free to sing along. It's called Rebel River. And I don't know what river she wrote it for, but it's about dams. And this, again, is not something that I would ever advocate. I'm just singing somebody else's song. The man by the tree who nobody can see, he advocates this. Of course, have you even heard the song? Oh, it's the tree advocating. Well, the trees would advocate for something like that. They're a little partisan, I think. The old man was walking down by the river. He fought in the war just like his brother, and he went walking. In my dream, the old man and all the old women will walk away laughing from their corporate children and go walking down by the river. They go walking to where the dam was built to stem the flow of the river. He had shrapnel in his chest and a shotgun shell in his shoes. He had a monkey wrench in his left hand. He had those sabotage blues and he went walking. The old woman reached the dam and she dug out her dynamite. She prayed and prepared till there was nothing but a match to light. She stole away further down the river. She stole away in the moonlight, further down the river. When I woke up, I realized the dam had been broken, and the old woman told me the earth had spoken and was waking To the rumble of the rebel river, earth was waking. To the rumble of the rebel river. Don't fight the river. Don't fight the river. Don't fight the river. Don't fight the river. Earth is waking to the rumble of the rebel river. Later the dam burst and the water rushed through. The authorities looked on, but there was nothing they could do but stand gaping at the rumble of the rebel river. They stood gaping at the rumble of the rebel river. Don't fight the river. Don't fight the river. Don't fight the river. Don't fight the river. Earth is waking to the rumble of the rebel river. Earth is waking to the rumble of the rebel river. Earth is waking to the rumble of the rebel river. And I don't really have a good other one, except I'm going to sing you one more anyway. Oh, let me tell you my favorite Earth First joke. It's a very short song. We are falling into sin. Whee!
Nine-digit number code. I pledged allegiance to the flag when I was only 4 years old. The first thing that I learned in school is we are a country free. When bad forces attack our land, I'll fight my country. I joined the scouts when I was 12 and put on a uniform. I learned there how to fold the flag, how the look of a proud man was worn. We camped in the mountains, deserts, like through the giant trees. And I saw God in the beauty there. I'll fight for my country. I'll fight for my country. First time that he feels at home, and he laughs to himself as he faces his fear in the land of the mighty grizzly. It once was like this everywhere. I'll fight for my country. I'll fight for my. Green Mountain home. They come to cut the forest here. They won't be fighting me alone. The wildlands are the places we go to remember what it means to be free. When bad forces attack our land, I'll fight for my country. I'll fight for my country. I'll fight for my country.
Dana Lyons from Bellingham, Washington.
Thank you, Dana.
And this one is sort of in the vein of, what was the name of the person who was just reading poetry?
Bitch.
This sort of reminds me of one of the poems that you read. It's called Your Rules. And I'm still kind of figuring out how to play this so it doesn't have an introduction. We prayed for your collapse. We accepted your table scraps, hoping beyond hope you'd drop the ball. But it's a fixed game, played in your court of shame. Consider this your wake-up call. Cause we aren't playing by your rules anymore. Sorry. You set up the hoops for us to jump through, then you set up some more. What do you take us for fools? Fools, we're gonna use all. Forgot to vote. We lobbied till our faces turned blue. I should just play a different one. Why don't I just play a different one?
Just sing that one.
We worked in our spare time. We never made a dime. While you got paid well for what you do. And we aren't playing by your rules anymore. You set up the hoops for us to jump through. Then you set up some more. What do you take up? My best. What? I can't hear you. Hi. Maybe change the way we think, take the blinkers from our eyes. Do you think that we are maybe not alone? Do you think there's someone out there? Do you think that they might know? And if they don't, do you think they should be told? Cause we're living in a nightmare, running out of our control. Take the rope, take the blindfold from your eyes. Take the rope from around your neck, take the blindfold. cries when they tell you that they love you while they're eating you alive. The black cat got your tongue. Don't worry, now the world will be all right, 'cause the land has been here longer than the likes of you and I. Take the rope, take the blindfold from your eyes, take the rope from around your neck, take the blindfold from your eyes, take the rope, take the blindfold from your eyes, and you'll never be surprised when they tell you that they love you while they're eating you alive. And I just want to do one more. This is a friend of mine likes to introduce this song by talking about, he has this really great story. But I can't do the great story, so I will just tell you his one of his punchlines in the great story, the easy punchline in the great story, which is that the first time he heard it, it was the first time he had ever heard a country music song with the word stump in it. And so this is partly to honor him who is not here. It is partly to show that there is occasionally a good song on country radio, although I've only ever heard this on the radio once, and also partly to cheer on Hurricane Dennis. You've heard it all before anyway.
Ever since the days of old, men have searched for wealth untold. They dig for silver and for gold and leave the empty hole. South in the Everglades, where the black water rolls and the sawgrass sways, eagles fly, the otter plays in the land of the Seminole. Blow, blow, Seminole wind, blow like you're never gonna blow again. Calling to you like a long lost friend, and I know who you are. Okeechobee, all the way up to Micanopy. Blow across the home of the Seminole, the alligator and the god. Progress came and took its toll. In the name of flood control, they made their plans, they drained the land, now the glades are going dry. Last time I walked in the swamp, I stood up on a cypress stump. I listened close, I heard the ghost of Osceola cry. Blow, blow, Seminole wind, blow like you're never gonna blow again, calling to you like a long lost friend, and I know who you are. Blow, blow from the Okeechobee all the way up to Micanopy. Blow across the home of the Seminole, the alligator and the god. Blow across the home of the Seminole, the alligator and the god.
This is Fitch. I just got a couple. They're pretty silly. One of them's about a Nazi. If ever you're walking down the street and you come across a Nazi, you should do the world a service and kick him in the teeth. Pull out your bat and give him a good old whack. Fuck that piece of shit. The least he deserves is to get hit. If I had it my way, I'd shoot them all in the face, thinking they're better because of their race. Nothing better than seeing a Nazi's blood all over me. Nothing better than hearing that fucking punk scream. Now he'll get his boys, but I'll get more. We ain't giving up, motherfucker. This is war. You think you look tough with your suspenders and your pants cuffed? Don't forget that shaved head. I bet you'll all feel a lot tougher when you're all fucking dead. Here's another silly one, too. It's kind of towards rappers, I guess. Okay, so yeah, this is about rap musicians like Jay-Z and Ja Rule and all those fucks. Cataclysmic, pseudo-rhythmic, superficial superstitions ruin your mission. Stereotype celebrity status, collecting assets, property and possessions, manufactured aggressions. Your weapons just stressing our ability to communicate. Spreading that stupid geographical self-segregation, pointless separation. Can't we all just be one unified force? Not to be hoarse, but you're getting on my nerves. Oppressive words in every verse, and it just gets worse. Not to be an asshole, but I've really had my fill. I'm just sitting here waiting for y'all to get real. What's the big fucking deal? Can't y'all rhyme? Just wasting your time. You could be rapping about life. What it's like struggling to survive. How you stay alive. Did that ever cross your mind? Think twice, then rewind. And go over just one more time. That's that one. Yeah, so this one's a little bit more serious. It's kind of weird, too. It's like a rant, and then kind of turns into a poem. I can no longer live your life. I guess I gave up. I can no longer live by your rules. Stopping, standing, doing what I'm told, asking for permission, living in submission, standing in line, living your life, this lie. You say I failed, but your life failed me. You may say I'm arrogant or naive when I say I'm too good for this. But you're too good as well, my friend. We all are. This manufactured lifestyle choked the life out of us, yet only few have allowed themselves to acknowledge that the hands around our throats are there because we allow them to be. From the moment we're born, this self-sacrificing cancerous monoculture is force-fed down our throats and destroys us from within, climaxing in our near-mandated complacency. A scattered mind. Feelings of not wanting to go in this time. So you pick up the phone and recite your lie in a sickly tone. No reason to go. Stand up to yourself and break the mold. Get out of their stranglehold. All these minutes and all these hours are gone. They've disappeared. Now what do you got to show for it? A big screen TV and a new pair of shoes? Well, how happy does that really make you? Because it's all about what's inside your heart. And you must do what it tells you. And when the adrenaline goes through your body, it was your heart responding. It got excited because it liked it. But everybody's got me thinking they're unhappy. Always looking down on everything. Gotta get up and look forward to the new day. Yay, emo. Quick, take off the mask. No reason to hide your face. Stay true to who you are and pump that heart at a new pace. I see those fragile smiles holding back the frowns of denial. Been inside you since you were a child. Kicking, screaming, and begging to go wild. The road to happiness goes on for miles. But of course it's gotta start somewhere. It's deep down inside, maybe hiding, gotta find it, but where? It's too dark in there. No, I'm scared. Only excuses, they're useless. Just temporary covers for what the truth is, soon to be revealed. Take the stress off your heart, so it can heal. Take your time, recite your lines. Breathe only through deep breaths. If you got something to say, get it off your chest. Because the feeling of relief is sometimes the one that feels the best. And to hold it in, well, that could be the beginning of your end, destroying everything around you from the outside in, waiting for you to start over again, waiting for you to take your life into your own hands, waiting for you to make amends, waiting for you to apologize to everyone else and yourself. It's the only thing left to do. There's nothing else. Flourish like a rose hidden to all, camouflaged by shrubs and tall weeds. It's beauty only seen through eyes, the sharpest of keen. Do you dream? Flourish like a rose, bloom petals of desire. Spread your beauty like a weed. Your path is overgrown, congested with weeds, they slow you down. Learn to move, to walk, to your own rhythm with your own style. Find your own way around the weeds. Search for the roses wherever you go. Let them grow on you. They'll let you bloom. Assess your words. Think about your feelings. Do you know what they mean? Your heart's been talking to you for a while. Don't ask me what to do. It's talking to you. Choose to choose. Pick up your life. Don't just try to survive. Do what makes you feel alive. Live as if tomorrow you will die. May your feet step with the grace of a bird in the sky every mile of the way.
You have been listening to part 3 of A Warrior Poet's Night to Howl. Be sure to listen to all 5 parts of this Earth First Radio special. I'm Uncle Dennis, and thank you for listening to Earth First Radio.
No compromise in defense of-